All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Let's preview the Big Ten Wrestling Championships. Andy Stein covers Penn State Wrestling for Nittany Sports Now, also the sports editor of the Tyrone and Daily newspapers. What's going on today, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just sitting here watching a little bit of Pirates baseball all day, so it hasn't been a bad day.
Hey, that's good. We can get a chance to watch some baseball. It's cold outside. I got outside and played some ball with my kids here. It's like 55 degrees, so I had my son's baseball. This is our first chance to get outside yesterday, so that's always a good feeling.
Perfect weather for that yesterday. That wasn't bad.
No doubt about it. All right, let's look ahead to the Big Ten Championships at the Jordan Center. There will be some fans allowed. It won't be just a giant, cavernous, empty arena because of Governor Wolf's decision. You wrote about that this week at Nittany Sports Now. That's a good call. At least there will be some kind of atmosphere there for the wrestlers if they can have their families there.
Absolutely. And I know we've heard it so many times since last March, that some fans are just better than none. And of course, Penn State did announce, I mean, there's no tickets available for the public, which, I mean, hey, that's okay. But at least you would think it would be some family members would be allowed and some parents or so. But, and that's important because you can't get your college years back. So I know I played sports from 4 years old all the way up through college. My parents hardly missed anything at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they would drive to Kentucky or Michigan just to see me play a couple plays in football. So it's great to see parents are at least allowed in this weekend.
Absolutely agree. Totally agree with that. All right. Let's look ahead to Penn State, second best team in the country, but the first best team in the country is Iowa. So when we break this thing down, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat, and then we'll kind of, look at some individual matchups and things. Can Penn State pull this off and win the Big Ten title, or is Iowa just going to be too tough?
You know what? It's very tough. I believe this is going to be a really close battle for the top of the team standings. Last week I mentioned that Penn State will have, I think, 4 Big Ten champions, and I believe if that does happen, they will win. They will win just slightly over Iowa, I would say. Now, I would say there are 3 possibilities at 133, 141, and 174 that we could see a Penn State-Iowa final. And if those 3 do happen in the finals, like I think they will, that could be a huge factor in who's at the top at the end of it. And I'd say there's a good possibility if those 3 matchups happen, 2 out of 3 wins would maybe get you to top. And I'm just to list those 3, I'm picking Roman Bravo Young to wrestle Austin DeSanto at 133. I'm picking Nick Lee at 141 to go against Jaden Ironman. That would be a 1-versus-2 matchup. And I'm picking Carter Storace to wrestle Michael Kemmerer at 174. And Kemmerer's from Franklin Regional, so it could be really interesting. It could be coming down to the final matches on Sunday.
Andy Stein joining us, covers Penn State Wrestling for Nittany Sports Now. How many finalists does Penn State need? Again, we're doing the math here to be able to win the team title. How many do they need to get to the finals for those points? How many are they going to need to win it, to win their individual titles? You're predicting 4, which is a pretty bold number, given some of the seeds, and we'll get to those in a minute, because some of these guys are not seeded all that great in the pre-seeds. So how much of your prediction needs to come true that these guys are going to need to get to the finals and or win?
Well, that is a good question. I'd say if they have at least 4 finalists, maybe not necessarily wins, but if they have 4 guys in the finals on Sunday, I think they're going to have a decent shot. Of course, some of those matches are going to need to go the right way in the final session. But I think a lot of it depends on what happens in the wrestlebacks as well. If you have guys early, just some of those guys to come to wrestle back and get even 7th place or something like that. I mean, that's going to be a big factor in it all. But If you have four champions, I have a good feeling that they would win, because believe Iowa would win three or so.
Yeah, if they have four, I mean, look, now the math is looking really good. What if they have two? Because, again, you're talking, they have two number one seeds, I believe, which would be Roman Bravo Young and Aaron Brooks. And I think Nick Lee is a number two seed. So what if they win two individual titles, Andy? Then what else would need to happen?
If they would win two, I don't know. I don't really like their chances that much. Even if you remember from last year, they had two last year. I believe five schools had two champions each, and Penn State wrestled, or I think they finished fourth last year, which is all Penn State wrestling fans can attest to this, that that's an underachievement year, getting fourth at Big Ten. But at the same time, last year they also had a 14 seed, which would be last in the Big Ten tournament, and a 13 seed. So, they're in much better position this year. I think their lowest seed this year is an 11 seed. So, if you have two champions, I would think that Iowa was going to have more than that, and I don't see them getting first place if it's only two champions. I think it has to be at least three.
So if they can have three, and again, that's reasonable. If they can have three, then how much would it come back down to the wrestlebacks? How many guys would really need to advance, somewhat far and finish with some decent spots?
I'll put it this way. I think everyone needs to play in the – or I think everyone needs to place in the top seven, I would say.
Okay.
And if you have three champions, I mean, I think you're going to need probably at least one more finalist, a guy that gets second place, and then you never know, you might need a couple more to wrestle all the way back and maybe get third or fourth place. So, I mean, it's those place matches on Sunday at 4 p.m., I mean, those are going to be very key at the end, I think.
Give us your individual champions that you have predicted.
Yep, I have Roman Bravo Young at 33. I got Nick Lee at 141. I got Carter Storace at 174, and I got Aaron Brooks at 184. And Brooks is probably the one that I feel most confident about, too.
And he's the number one seed at 184. How about Roman Bravo Young? He's the number one seed. How confident are you that he can win?
Yeah, that's going to be a very good match against Austin DeSanto, assuming it is him in the finals. And you never know. I mean, Iowa hasn't wrestled in 3 weeks or so because of COVID issues, so, I mean, that could be – a very key match right there.
All right, and how about the heavyweight spot? Greg Kirkvillier, he's going to have a tough spot. What is he, a seven seed, I believe?
Seven seed.
You know, he's certainly come on. How much of a chance would he have to advance very far, and what kind of experience would he be able to get if he could end up getting a number of wins in this tournament?
Yeah, he has a number seven pre-seed, and I really think that's a little bit low, even though he only wrestled twice this year. And he's gonna have a first round match, obviously, against the 10 seed, and I think it's a guy from Northwestern. If the pre-seeds don't change, and usually they don't, I think he should get an easy one in the first round. Now, that would also mean if a seven seed would wrestle two in the quarterfinals, and that's Mason Paris for Michigan, the number two seed, and Mason Paris, if you remember from the Michigan dual meet, he made your decision Seth Nevels, the heavyweight for most of the season. He made your decision him very easily in the dual meet. And I believe Nevels was number seven. He was ranked number seven at the time. I think Kirkley is sixth right now. So, for Kirkley to make it all the way to the top, to the finals, and to win, he would have to wrestle Paris from Michigan. He's number two seed and number two ranked. He would have to wrestle Tony Cassiope from Iowa. He's a number three seed and number three ranked guy in the nation. And then finally, in the finals, you would have the number one guy in the nation, Gable Steveson from Minnesota. So, I mean, if you run that gauntlet, I mean, I think he's an easy choice for an outstanding wrestler.
Andy Stein joining us. All right, as we look ahead to the NCAAs after this, okay, no matter what happens in this, say Iowa ends up winning it and Penn State doesn't win the Big Ten title, would that necessarily take Penn State out of the running for a national title? Do you think they would have a better shot maybe to win a national tournament than maybe the Big Ten tournament?
I'll say this. If they end up winning the Big Ten tournament and say they win it easily, I don't even think it would be much of a conversation for them to win the NCAAs. I think it would be just as easy for them to win nationals if they would win the Big Ten tournament easily. Now, if they win by a very slim margin this weekend, or if they lose by a slim margin, I think anything could happen again at nationals in 2 weekends. But it's hard to say, really. We'll see what happens after this weekend, and I'll answer that question again next week, because it really is hard to say. Like I could see it coming out either way for both weekends.
All right, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. You can check out Andy's coverage. He'll have a column previewing all of this at Nittany Sports Now. We'll have this up in about 2 or 3 hours, along with this podcast, and he'll have coverage Saturday and Sunday as well. Appreciate the time, as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Corey.
All right.